do these misconceptions arise in the minds of non-Muslims? Today, in the international media, there is virulent propaganda about Islam. The media, it is bombarding misinformation about Islam, whether it be the international news channels, whether it be the radio broadcast stations, whether it be the television channels, whether it be the newspapers. There is virulent propaganda about Islam in the international media. So based upon how the media portrays Islam, these misconceptions, they arise in the minds of non-Muslims. And the order of these misconceptions, it changes depending upon how the media it portrays Islam. As there is virulent propaganda about Islam in the international media. The media, it is maligning Islam. As far as today's talk is concerned, time does not permit me to discuss all the 20 most common questions or misconceptions that are there in the minds of non-Muslims. Due to time limitation, I will only discuss the first 8 from among the 20 most common questions asked by non-Muslims regarding Islam. For the remaining most common questions, you can go on the website zakirnaik.net. The first most common question asked by non-Muslims or misconception that is there in the minds of non-Muslims, the top of the charts, it is regarding the word jihad. Many people, including many Muslims and non-Muslims, they think jihad is any war fought by any Muslim, whether it be for any reason, whether it be for land, whether it be for language, whether it be for power, whether it be for money. Jihad does not mean any war fought by any Muslim, whether it be for land, whether it be for language, whether it be for power, whether it be for money. Jihad, it basically means to strive. It means to struggle. And in Islamic context, jihad also means to strive and struggle against oppression. Jihad also means to strive and struggle against one's own evil inclination. Jihad also means to strive and struggle to make the society better. Jihad also means to strive and struggle in self-defense in the battlefield. So jihad basically means to strive, it means to struggle. For example, if a student is striving and struggling to pass an examination, in Arabic we would say that he's doing jihad. And many people have a misconception that jihad can only be done by Muslims. There are no less than 2 different verses in the glorious Quran which talk about jihad being done by non-Muslims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, in Surah Al-Luqman, chapter number 31, verse number 14, وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ. And we have enjoined upon man to be kind to his parents. His mother bore him with travail upon travail, and his weaning is in 2 years. The next verse of Surah Al-Luqman, chapter number 31, verse number 15, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that if the parents, they do jihad, strive and struggle to make you worship others besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then do not obey them, but yet live with them with love and compassion. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also repeats a similar message in Surah Al-Ankabut, chapter number 29, verse number 8, that if the parents, they do jihad, strive and struggle to make you worship others besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then do not obey them, but yet live with them with love and compassion. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about non-Muslim parents who are doing jihad, striving and struggling to make their children worship others besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This type of jihad, it is jihad fi sabil shaitan. Jihad in the way or the path of the Satan. What we Muslims should do is jihad fi sabilillah. Jihad in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But normally when the term jihad is used, it is taken for granted that it is jihad fi sabilillah unless specified. So jihad basically means to strive and to struggle. For example, striving and struggle against one's own evil inclination, striving and struggling against oppression. One type of jihad is qital, that is fighting in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But jihad does not basically mean a war. Jihad basically means to strive. It means to struggle. Many non-Muslims, including many so-called Muslim scholars, inverted commas, they translate this word jihad as holy war. Nowhere is this word holy war present in the glorious Quran or in the authentic hadith of our beloved Prophet Muhammad. May peace and blessings be upon him. This word holy war, in Arabic it is harbun muqaddasa. Nowhere is this word harbun muqaddasa present in the glorious Quran or in any authentic hadith of our beloved Prophet Muhammad. may peace and blessings be upon him. This word, holy war, it was first used to describe the Christian crusaders, the crusades who spread Christianity at the point of the sword. So jihad does not basically mean a war. Jihad basically means to strive and struggle. And if we look at the lifestyle of our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, the first 13 years of prophethood during the Meccan period, there were several verses that were revealed which talk about jihad. But there was no war that took place at that time when these verses were revealed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, in Surah Al-Ankabut, chapter number 29, verse number 69, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And those who strive in our way, we shall surely open up their pathways. When this verse was revealed, there was no war that took place at that time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says in the glorious Quran, Surah Al-Furqan, chapter number 25, verse number 52, فَلَا تُطِعِ الْكَافِرِينَ وَجَاهِدُهُمْ بِجِهَادٍ كَبِيرًا. Then do not follow the unbelievers, but strive with them strenuously against the glorious Quran. Do you mean to say you're going to fight with the Quran? But naturally, no. And when this verse was revealed, there was no war that took place. What does it mean? It means that you have to strive and struggle to convey the message of Islam to the non-Muslims, to those who are unaware of it. Therefore, previously, this misconception regarding jihad, it was not at the top of the charts. So depending upon how the media it portrays Islam, these misconceptions arise in the minds of non-Muslims. And one verse of the glorious Quran is sufficient to prove that Islam was not spread by the sword. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, Surah Al-Maidah, chapter number 5, verse number 32, مَنْ قَتَلَ نَفْسًا بِغَيْرِ نَفْسٍ أَوْ فَسَادٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَكَأَنَّمَا قَتَلَ النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. That if anyone kills any human being, unless it be for murder or for spreading corruption in the land, it is as if he has killed the whole of humanity. وَمَنْ أَحْيَاهَا فَكَأَنَّمَا أَحْيَ النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. And if anyone saves any single human being, it is as if he has saved the whole of humanity. Killing any innocent human being, it is prohibited. It is against the teachings of the glorious Quran. It is against the teachings of Islam. So jihad, it basically means to strive, it means to struggle. Depending upon how the media it portrays Islam, these misconceptions arise in the minds of the non-Muslims. Unfortunately, we Muslims, we are very backward as far as using media for da'wah is concerned. We should use media to convey the message of Islam in a professional manner.